Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Karen Stokes, who has done a wonderful job as executive director of the Greater Homewood Community Corporation, but has also been a leader in Transform Baltimore, which has been a real impetus behind the $1.1 billion bond bill. And we're really going to talk today about her experience, not just with Greater Homewood, but where we go with the bond bill and how we make it as big a impact on our city as it can possibly be. And frankly, how do we get prepared for that? Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, David.
Maybe talk a little bit about how we can make this from a job standpoint impactful on our city.
Yes, this is my passion at this point, looking at how do we really get jobs for local people. There would be nothing more frustrating than someone who is unemployed or never been employed to see a rehab going on in their neighborhood school, and they have no access. There's no entry or access point for them to find a way of getting a job. We really need to anticipate that right now. We don't want the answer to be, well, we would love to have people from Baltimore hired, but they just don't have the skills. I don't believe that's the case. I think there's plenty of people with skills, but we have to anticipate this. So what are the kind of skills that we're looking for? We need to have job readiness programs, and we need to do this in a very collaborative way, in a very thoughtful way. And it really is. This is as much about collaboration right now as it was when we got the funding to begin with. All the players have to get involved. City government cannot do it by themselves. They need to reach out to some of the community-based job providers. We are very interested in making sure that job training is really available, anticipating all of this.
How do we make sure, though, you know, we have some wonderful job training organizations in our city. How do we make sure that the folks who are coming out of those job training organizations get hired by subcontractors and general contractors who are actually doing the business?
Well, I think some of that is right now, early on, relationship building. We have to anticipate what are the job skills? And I think we do have some good job training programs, but they're already largely at capacity. If we're really looking at this as a stimulus program, we have to be able to expand the work that these organizations are able to accomplish. Greater Homewood does not run a job training program, but we do workforce readiness. And we are working for people in the neighborhood, getting them prepared, whether it's do they have the right math skills in order to get the kind of construction job. They may not need a GED, but they do need to have certain kinds of skills in order to even enter into some of these job training programs. So we have our job cut out for us right now. The job training programs do as well. But we really need to get the political leaders involved in connecting with the employers that are likely to be coming in. We don't want these jobs We want to think in some way small about this program. We want to make sure that small businesses and local businesses also have some access to all of the jobs and all the opportunities that are going to be coming to Baltimore. We don't really want only large national corporations being able to do bidding on these kind of projects.
How, in that vein, how would we, and I'll confess that I am a fairly metrics-driven person, how do we track the metrics so that we can show and track what percentage of the work that's being done on our schools is being done by Baltimore City residents and by Baltimore City companies?
Well, I think it's a matter of just saying we're going to do it. And, you know, we're not going to do it. We're not going to be as good in year one as we should be in year five. So I think what we have to do is assess what can we do to begin with and how do we get better at it. But you're right. Unless we start tracking it, seriously track this and find out who is getting the jobs. This is something that can easily be required, I believe, by the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. We can be looking at these opportunities. This whole program is being administered, really, and managed by the Stadium Authority along with City Schools and the Mayor's Office. And we need to have this just as a priority. I think if we say local hiring really is a priority, we can figure out what those metrics are to measure it.
Wouldn't it be an interesting idea to have the city council insist on metrics that are tracking the number of Baltimore City residents and Baltimore City companies that are being hired to do this work? It would be a very interesting check and balance to have them get behind this project.
Right. I think there's definitely a role to be played. And I know City Council President Jack Young has been very concerned about the local hiring and how do we go about doing that. There's questions about whether what kind of requirements can we make, whether we can what percent we can require. But I think we have to get a little bit past that as well. I think the metrics are absolutely important. Requirements are important, but we also have to figure out what is this? This is about relationships. If we're going to be doing business in town, we need to develop these relationships. My organization has been working in the Barkley neighborhood right near YPR, and we've been working with the construction companies. And they have to develop some trust. If we're sending men and women to them for jobs, they need to know that they are ready and willing to do that work. We all have to be in relationship. We have to make this a priority because it will make the biggest difference for all the things we care about. We want to reduce crime in this city. We've got to get jobs for people. Yeah, it's very simple.
There's no question that you've got to give people the skill set that they can do the job just as well as anybody else can do the job and take away the path of least resistance to use someone that the general contractor might have used before. I think that there's a big difference between insisting on a percentage of work being done by local organizations and providing the metrics, which is like the sunlight that says, what are the percentages? And put it out in front of people to say, if it's very, very low, why don't we do something about it?
How do we raise those? And I think the measurements for effective management for this entire project have to be something more than, is this on time and under budget? Those are important. We all want that to happen. We want more money. We know that we're going to need to do a second phase for this Transfer Baltimore. $1.1 billion school bus is not really going to do what we need to do for all of our schools. So we have to have metrics. We have to prove that this is working. But we also need to be able to say, besides being on time and on budget, the job piece is very important. And I think that's going to make a difference when we go back to the State Assembly in a few years and say, this is why this is very cost effective for the state to be doing this.
How do the workforce development organizations in Baltimore come together instead of working on a semi-autonomous basis to get their heads around best practices in order to train the folks that can do these jobs and be prepared to do these jobs?
Well, I think it's a matter of, at this point, the Transform Baltimore, the campaign that got the money, has created what they're calling tables. One of them is for community design and the community engagement process, and the other part is jobs. And we are really looking at what will it take to be able to do the metrics and do this job training. One of the challenges is most of the nonprofits who are doing this work are already at capacity. They can't be expected to do more without some funding that's going to be directly correlated to this new advanced work that we want to be doing. So this is very important that we do join together. We figure out what those best practices are. And together, we need to look at the philanthropic community as well as the developers, you know, and say, how are we doing this and making sure that we do have folks that are ready to work for you?
Right.
It's a combination of getting people through the work, what's called a workforce pipeline. So the beginning part is, are you really ready to work? And then what are the skills that you need? And some folks are going to need a lot more very soft skills, that they'll call them, just getting them ready for work. But there are a lot of people who are just ready to go, and we need to make sure we have those relationships with these subcontractors that are going to be coming in and saying, yes, hire this crew for us.
Can any of the $1.1 billion be used for training of the folks that are going to do the work on it?
I believe some of it should be allocated for that, and that's the process we're going through right now, is figuring out how is this money going to be divided up. We're looking at the costs of what the rehabs of the schools are going to look like to begin with, and it may require us going back to the state to say we do need very specific money. It might be through through the Department of Labor licensing, that we need to be really looking at what do the job training programs need.
Yeah, the collateral impact of taking a portion of that and using it for job training for people who are actually going to work on those projects would be profound.
It would. And we're really looking at bringing more of a tax base back to the city. when you're employed, you have, and you're also a stakeholder in this very community. I mean, right now, the impact would be tremendous, just not just economic impact, but people being engaged in their community and really feeling like they are now part of building something that matters in the city. We're looking at approximately 50 schools being rehabbed and renovated, and that's in every neighborhood around the city. And this could have just a huge impact for Baltimore City.